A sun shines through colorful clouds, its reflection glittering across an ocean. Logo, Marvista Entertainment. Marvista Entertainment presents, in association with Geitz Entertainment. Title, Sweet Home Carolina. A bird's eye view flies over downtown L.A.
And I'm getting built again for the line of credit that you were supposed to beat over.
Rod Hill Agency. Yes, I'll put you right through. One moment.
A brunette receptionist sits in front of a blonde assistant.
Rod Hill Agency. Oh, hi, Mr. Rod Hill.
Why are you building this new house?
You haven't been able to get through Diane's extension all day.
You have a responsibility to me and the girls to settle these debts. No.
You think her phone is off the hook. Well, I could transfer you to her assistant.
Dan, that's not my problem.
Yes, sir.
The two white women exchange looks.
Dan!
Heads are gonna roll on this one.
No,
the assistant picks up the receiver.
Good afternoon, Mr. Broadhill.
Did you really just hang up on me?
No, sir. She's still behind closed doors.
Dan!
But let me see if I can get her. Just a moment.
The blonde peeks in at a white woman crouched down behind her desk.
This can't be.
She breathes into a paper bag.
I'm sorry, sir. It's still gonna be a while. I understand. I will, sir. Come on, Diane.
Heaving, Diane lowers the bag.
Why am I so stupid? Oh, God. Give me a sign that everything's gonna be okay, please.
Diane.
God.
A middle-aged black man stands at the door.
Henry.
Diane, are you all right?
Henry. Hi, yeah. I'm good. What's up?
My office, in 10 minutes.
Okay. Sure.
The assistant creases her brow behind Henry after motioning for Diane to fix her hair. Later, Diane drops her smile as she passes coworkers. With her gray blouse tucked neatly into her black pencil skirt, she arrives at Henry's office.
Yes?
You wanted to see me.
Come in and have a seat.
She wrings her hands, then smooths them over her skirt as she sits.
Henry, I know what you're gonna say. Look, I know that I've been a little off my game in recent weeks, okay? But I promise you it'll get better. It's just, I've just been going through a lot, you know, with my ex-husband and then the kids and blah, 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 you know.
I'm giving the George O'Brien account to Matheson.
Diane raises her brows.
I'm sorry. To Matheson. You're kidding, right?
Georgia, she gave me a call this morning. She said that you haven't returned a single call since Thursday.
That's yesterday.
Last Thursday.
Okay, Henry. That is my account. Okay, I have worked with Georgia for the past 5 years. And I have worked far too hard for far too long to have it just taken away from me, okay? That's just...
And I appreciate all that you have done for this agency.
Are you actually firing me?
Diane?
Come on, that's ludicrous.
I beg your pardon?
You can't do this, okay? Not now. I am good at my job, and you know it. Far, far better than Matheson, okay? He couldn't lead Dorothy down the yellow brick road. Look, Henry.
He stares deadpan.
It is just a rough patch. It's a rough patch. I will get through this, okay? I always do.
These accounts, they can't wait for you to bounce back. If it were up to me, I'd give you a little more time, but I just can't do that.
I have devoted half of my life to this company, half of my life. Okay, I have missed school dances and soccer games, birthdays, holidays, funerals. I practically gave birth to my kids on that conference room floor. And I have worked harder and longer than most of the men in this company. And you know it. And I have one bad month, and it's see you later, sweetheart?
It's not like that, and you know it.
Really? Because it sure feels like it.
Look, you and I have a long history together. So how about you take some time? Get your bearings. Deal with whatever you need to deal with. And then in a few months, maybe, let's talk. It's not the end of the world, Diane. Take a vacation. Spend some time with your girls. Look, it's Mother's Day weekend. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You don't have to worry about deadlines looming over your head or frantic clients blowing up your phone. Enjoy it, okay? Your daughters still love it.
She stares at him with glistening eyes. On the steps of a red brick school, flanked between palm trees, a young girl sits as a woman in a blue cardigan stands rigid behind her. An SUV pulls up, and Diane hurries out of it.
I know.
Bad mom. But this is the third time this week. Please make sure you get here before 4:30 next time.
Diane kisses the girl's forehead. The woman in the cardigan shakes her head as they take off.
Qué madre.
Let's go.
Mother and daughter enter the house. The girl walks past the open kitchen with a peninsula bar and heads for a big brown couch.
Missy. In your room, homework.
She immediately obliges.
Ooh, pink envelopes. Pretty.
Diane takes the mail with a smirk.
It's to mask the ugly waiting inside.
She glances at the sink.
Andrea!
What?
Honey, the dishes.
I'll do them later.
No, now, please.
She sits on the other side of the bar as the teen enters.
So you still got that thing in your nose?
I'm surprised you noticed.
Diane looks at the mail.
Never mind. What are you doing home so early?
Well, I'm home at a normal time.
For other moms, maybe.
Oh, hi, Mom. Welcome home. How was your day? Not bad. How was yours? Oh, good. I enrolled in college. I got a part-time job. And you know what I did? I made dinner for you because you do so much for us. I just want to do something nice for you.
Whatever. When you're done talking to yourself, can we figure out what's for dinner, please?
Andrea raises her brow as her mom gets up, tossing the mail. Diane takes a box out of the freezer. She tosses it on the counter.
And the mother of the year streak continues.
Honey, just want to make sure your therapy sessions are worthwhile.
Andrea leaves.
That was a joke.
She leans on the peninsula.
Guess not.
She picks up one of two pink envelopes and opens it. A red stamp on it reads, Second Notice. She slides over a bottle of wine and a wine glass. She swirls the red wine. She lifts up the full glass.
Done breathing? Good. My turn.
She sips her drink, closes her eyes and cocks her head to the side. At night, the mom sits with her glass as her daughters eat at the kitchen bar.
You're not gonna eat?
I ate a late lunch. I'm not very hungry. Girls, look. I know that this has been a really, really rough time for you guys, for all of us. And I know that I haven't been around much in the past few months, and I'm gonna take some time off, okay? So we can spend some quality time together. Okay, how's that sound?
Who are you and what have you done with our mother?
You know, what better time to bond than this coming weekend, right?
Aubrey looks at Andrea, who looks back with a pinched brow.
What are you talking about? We have tickets to go see that music festival with Dad, remember?
No, actually, I don't. I can't believe I would say yes. I mean, it's my special day on Sunday.
What's Sunday?
Andrea looks at her phone.
Andrea?
Huh?
You actually really forgot what Sunday is, didn't you?
Andrea hesitantly lowers her phone.
Mother's Day. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Andrea cringes as Aubrey takes a bite.
Done.
Oh, all right. Go put your jammies on.
Okay.
And do your homework, right?
Yep.
Only one show tonight.
Two shows.
One show, one book.
Deal.
Perfect. High five. Love you, kiddo.
Diane rests her head in cupped hands.
What's wrong with you?
You mean, besides the fact that my only two daughters forgot it was Mother's Day on Sunday?
I told you that Dad bought us tickets for that music festival a month ago. Don't you remember?
But of course your dad make Mother's Day about him and plan an activity on my day. So typical.
Well, I mean, maybe we can try to get back here for dinner or something. I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this. You're never home anyways.
Diane rests a hand on her wine glass.
Andrea, sweetheart. I know you won't understand, but I have had the longest week followed by the crappiest day. So if I can just have one night, just one, where you're not my sworn enemy or arch nemesis, that would be great.
Are you kidding me?
Andrea storms off and then turns back.
I just asked you what's wrong. You should try it sometime.
Now, scenes show mothers with daughters in sunny L.A.
Good morning, Los Angeles. This is Charlie Jones with KBAC wishing you moms out there a happy Mother's Day. We've got a sunny day ahead, and we hope you beautiful moms have a wonderful day. Our request lines are open, so call in with your request.
A time-lapse view over Los Angeles goes from day to night. At the kitchen bar, Diane lays her head on the counter, next to a half glass of wine.
So dark.
Diane sits up.
Mom, I'm so sorry. My cell phone died and there was all this traffic.
Diane shakes her head.
I work so hard for you girls. You can't even give me one evening of your time.
Told you she'd be upset.
Go to your room.
Gladly, at least Dad wouldn't.
Andrea, sobbing.
Just go, guys, both of you.
What a mom.
Happy Mother's Day to me.
Later, Diane enters Aubrey's colorful bedroom. She pulls the paisley blanket up on her sleeping daughter, then tucks her in. She sees a handmade card on her daughter's nightstand. It reads, "Happy Mother's Day" on the outside. She opens it and sees, "Sorry we forgot. I love you. Aubrey." Diane sighs deeply, looking at her daughter, then leans in and kisses the top of her head. In her bedroom, Diane sits on her four-post bed, holding a nearly empty glass of wine, perusing a stack of mail. She holds up a paper and furrows her brow. She tosses the paper. Now, light streams in as she sleeps next to papers and a laptop. She sits up quickly.
Mom, Bianca's here. She wants to talk to you.
Diane sits across from Bianca, a black woman in a blue dress.
Okay, hit me with it.
I received a letter from the law offices of Tuttle and Tuttle in South Carolina. Are you familiar with the Miss Hillary Johnson?
Yeah. She was my great aunt, yeah.
So you know she's passed?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the memorial because of work. I couldn't get out of town, so.
Were you too close?
Yeah, we used to be. I actually used to spend my summers with her. I think the last time I saw her was the summer I graduated from college.
So you're familiar with the house?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like my home. Oh. I remember I had the most amazing summer that year. I fell in love with this guy.
Ooh, do tell.
He was amazing. I remember feeling like I never wanted to leave.
Him or the house?
I remember thinking that he was the only guy that I was ever gonna love. Do you remember when you felt like that?
What happened?
Reality. I was starting an entry position at Broad Hill. And
Bianca smiles warmly.
He wanted me to stay, which was sweet, but he wanted me to give it all up, and I couldn't, so I left. And clearly lived happily ever after. such memories. Wow.
Well, it looks like you've inherited something.
Please, please, please. I have no desire for bedazzled shirts and trinkets.
What about a house?
Diane's mouth drops as she readjusts in her seat.
Shut up. Any desire to inherit one of those? She left me her house.
Bianca raises her brows.
Oh my god, thank you. This is amazing. This is like the answer to all of my prayers. I mean,
it comes with a dog.
Your dog?
Mister, he's 7. He comes with a house.
We can't have a dog. I mean, Aubrey's terrified of dogs, so that's not going to work. But I'll figure that out. I'll find a way to figure that out.
Diane, slow down.
But the house, I'm gonna make this work. Okay. This is amazing. I mean,
there are stipulations.
What are you talking about?
Well, you must actually live there for a year.
A year
before you can sell it. With the dog.
Come on, this. Ridiculous.
Well, you don't have to take it. It says in the letter that if you are unwilling or unable to accept the house, then it goes to the Historical Society, but you must find a home for the dog. What's the year?
12 months. Just look at it as a year-long contract.
You said you like being there, right? And you need some time away from LA. Who knows? You may just look up that old flame again, Luke.
Now, the girls sit with their mom.
I'm not moving.
Guys, it's just for a year. That's it, for a year.
You can't make me. I'm 19.
That is very true, honey. I can't legally make you do anything. But honey, where are you going to live?
I'll stay here.
Okay. That can't work because I have to sublease the house.
Why are you doing this? I mean, this is absurd, even for you.
Diane looks at a concerned Aubrey.
Look, girls, come on. I mean, this is what Aunt Hilly wanted.
I don't know why I can't just stay here alone.
Are you gonna pay the bills? The mortgage and the internet and the cable, because I certainly can't.
Then I'm gonna go live with Dad.
Andrea storms off and Aubrey clutches a stuffed pink owl.
Do we have to go?
Yeah, honey. Yeah, we do.
Can I take my stuffed animals?
Honey, of course. Of course you can.
Okay, I'll go with you.
You're the best.
Diane holds Aubrey tightly.
It'll go by super fast, okay?
She caresses her daughter's hair. On a clear day, Bianca and Aubrey help Diane in the garage as she packs the SUV. On the porch, Andrea paces on her phone.
Hey, Dad. Okay, so I should be all packed up by 12. What time are you coming to get me?
She slows her pacing and raises a brow.
But I could help.
Her mouth hangs open as she stares off. She wears black nail polish, and her straight auburn hair flows down past her shoulders.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Her brow creases.
Hey, listen, Dad, can I talk to you later?
She makes a fist and then rubs her index finger with her thumb.
Yeah, I love you too.
She drops her hand to her side as she hangs up. She takes a lumbering step and sits down on the porch with a furrowed brow. She looks up to the sky, then brings boxes to her mother in the garage as Aubrey and Bianca squeeze a bag into the passenger seat.
Hey, honey, what are you doing?
Dad said I should go with you.
She jams them into the trunk.
Dad said Marissa and him are too busy with the new house and that I can maybe come in a couple months.
Okay, why don't you bring me what you want to take to South Carolina and just put storage on the rest? I'm happy you're coming. You've been ambitious for a little while. Okay. Might need somebody to help me navigate.
Whatever.
Can I help? I'm really glad you're coming, Andy.
Diane rubs her temples, then lowers her hands as Bianca approaches.
He didn't put up much of a fight, did he?
Of course not. Okay, just he thinks they're better off with me, and yeah, he's right.
You know he's not sending for her.
I know, but look, I don't want to ruin that illusion for her, you know? I mean, he was never there for me. Like, he's going to be there for her. I can't expect that.
You're a survivor. And you're going to get through this.
Yes.
And when all else fails, there is nothing that a massage and a glass of red wine can't fix.
Oh, so true. So true.
They high five. Later, the view passes under towering palm trees.
That's where I'm gonna go.
The view changes and zooms past a dusty, arid landscape. Later, trees thick with foliage whip by, obscuring the blue sky as it meets the ocean. A sign on the road reads, "Welcome to South Carolina, smiling faces, beautiful places." Below it reads, "State law, headlights on when raining." In the gray SUV, Diane and her girls wear sunglasses. Now a sign reads, "Welcome to Marion, South Carolina. City limit. The Swamp Fox City." They drive through the quiet small town, past apartments and storefronts. They pull up to a parking spot in front of a commercial street and exit the vehicle. The ladies stand under a tree facing a diner.
I can already feel my arteries clogging. What do you want to bet their specials are shot fresh daily?
Oh, stop it. Give it a chance. I'm sure they have salads.
How sure?
65%.
Thought so.
I'm starving.
Go ahead, kiddo.
Diane leads the way inside Grubb's Diner.
Go ahead, sweetheart. After you, Your Highness.
They stand inside the entrance. The patrons stop and gawk.
People are staring at us.
Oh, honey, smile and be polite.
Oh, relax, you guys. It's just tourists. Stop staring.
A waitress approaches.
Welcome. Hello, ladies.
I said stop staring.
The white waitress wears hot pink.
Did you bring your appetite? You? Okay, let's get you to a table, get some nice food in you before you waste away. Come on.
She leads them to a table with a vase of pink flowers.
I'm Penny. Can I start y'all off with something to drink?
Do you have chocolate soy milk?
Oh, now what kind of cow do you suppose that comes from?
It's not from a cow.
I have regular old milk from a regular old cow. I have chocolate in the back. I could maybe jerry-rig you up something. I don't know.
She'll just take some water. Is that fine?
All right. And you, madam?
Do you have any fresh pressed juices?
I have apple juice and I have orange juice.
Fresh pressed?
I'm pretty sure they were once upon a time, yes.
Penny grins.
We'll just take 2 unsweet teas, please.
Organic? Or will Lipton do?
Lipton is fine.
You got it. I'll be right back. I see you, Melvin. Don't you get me in trouble with Miss Gloria now.
Always trying to steal a piece before dinner.
Well, this is a cute place, huh?
Andrea pinches her brows skeptically.
Sweetheart, get used to it. Like it or not, this is your life for the next 12 months.
3 tops. I'm going to live with Dad, remember?
Right. 3 months and count.
Diane smiles at Aubrey, who grins back.
Now water for the little lady. Thank you. 2 unsweet teas. These fine ladies. Now it's time for the obligatory inquisition. Where are y'all from?
Los Angeles.
What? Oh my gosh. No, I know. That's why y'all are so pretty. This one's a supermodel.
Aubrey beams.
So what brings you to Marion besides my Michelin-rated food?
Actually, we are, we're relocating.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, this isn't really a town that people move to.
Yeah, it actually wasn't really part of my plan.
Our plan.
We actually inherited a house.
I see.
Penny nods.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll give you another minute with the menus. I'll be right back. Hey. Where exactly is your family home?
Palmetto Lane.
Palmetto Lane.
Yeah, my Aunt Ellie has this beautiful home there.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, when was the last time that you visited old Miss Hillary's place?
Probably 20 years ago or something like that.
Oh, 20 years. Okay, good stuff.
What was that all about?
Now, she holds up a photo of a manor before revealing its present state.
This is what we left LA for?
Looks like the haunted mansion.
The southern traditional two-story grand home, on a large lot with white siding, a green roof, and a wraparound porch, now stands covered in moss and stains. A rugged gray SUV pulls up near the ladies, and a man exits carrying a beagle. He sports a toothy grin as he approaches them. Aubrey wears a serious expression.
Are you Diane?
Yeah.
Great, I'm with Tuttle and Tuttle. Here are the keys to your new life. Here's your new responsibility.
Oh, it's okay, honey.
Aubrey clings to her mom while Andrea takes the leash and crouches to pet him.
Oh, he's so cute. Can we keep him?
They have no choice.
What a surprise.
Hiding behind her mom, Aubrey adjusts the shades propped on her head.
It's okay, honey.
Andrea leads the dog and they all head toward the house.
Yuck.
You can say that again.
They stand in front of it, taking in the full view, then Diane leads the way inside. Red-toned Turkish rugs line the grand entrance as sunlight streams in through the many large windows of the heritage home, full of dusty antiques. Diane lights the chandelier that hangs above the foyer as they inch their way inside.
Not much better in here.
White sheets cover the bigger pieces of furniture and yellow and drapes sag as daylight pours in, illuminating the dusty air. Antique mirrors and some picture frames hang askew as dead flowers covered in cobwebs sit in ornate vases. They make their way through the house, inspecting the rooms as they take in all the disrepair.
What a mess.
The cluttered home has sporadic piles of boxes with walls and shelves full of antiques.
Well, maybe we should find a store. Get some cleaning supplies. Sound good?
Diane leans on the open kitchen's large island. Wearing casual attire and sunglasses, the ladies carry cleaning supplies as they walk down a main street, past a tackle shop. Diane slows down as she peeks into a shop and sees a white man with scruffy blonde hair. He freezes mid-conversation as he notices her. Back at the house, Diane removes cobwebs and then takes sheets off furniture, sending plumes of dust into the air. Andrea also removes sheets and folds them up loosely. In the kitchen, Diane uses a wide floor broom to sweep the clutter off the bar, from one end to end. The girls help catch all the junk and later Diane investigates an old trunk. She smiles as she locates a framed photo inside. In a bedroom, Diane hops on a four-post bed with Aubrey. They playfully place stuffed animals on her daughter's paisley blanket. Later, Diane collapses happily on a blue velvet sofa. As Diane sweeps the porch, she looks over at Andrea, who holds the dog on a leash as she tosses a frisbee to Aubrey.
Aubrey, honey! I don't care!
At Grubbs, Diane scans the paper at the bar.
What is up?
Oh, you are working today. So slow, who knew?
You would be lost without me.
Kind of true. He's cute.
Run while you can.
Trust me, I don't keep Jorge around because of how speedy he is.
That's because of how cute he is. Because
he's super cute.
Penny takes a seat.
So how's stuff?
Good. It's, you know, it's going. It's good.
Did you finally get to see Tara?
When I say that I had no idea.
Well, never wanted to spoil anyone's fun. Look, if I can help you in any way, I'm happy to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't happen to know anybody who's hiring in the area because this paper is no help.
Oh, who's looking?
I am.
Are you looking for anything in particular? I mean, it is a small town, so pickings are kind of slim.
No, not too picky anyway.
How do you feel about waiting tables? We could always use another hand around here during those busy breakfast and lunch hours.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, I haven't waited tables since high school. I'm sure it's like riding a bike, right?
Just like riding a bike. If that bike were wobbling and had a clown horn, yes. Can you start tomorrow?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yay, done deal.
I'm Diane.
Oh, I know. Small towns have big ears.
One last thing.
Shoot.
You wouldn't happen to know anybody who would hire a angsty teenager, would you?
Oh, angsty teenager. Well, I would, but we have Jorge, the angsty teenager.
Jorge shoots her a sarcastic grin.
Sweet. You know where she should go talk to Luke at the furniture store?
Luke.
Diane smiles wistfully.
Hunky, strapping guy, good with his hands, single, you know him.
Yeah, actually, I do.
I knew that too. Small towns.
Later, Diane pulls into a parking lot on the main street. She jubilantly exits the SUV as Andrea steps out with slouched shoulders. She rushes past her daughter.
Good luck, sweetheart. I love you so much.
Andrea watches her scurry.
Doubt it.
She walks in the opposite direction. Andrea steps into an antique shop. She takes it in slowly as she walks past old tractor seats painted red, and a window display area with a set of chairs and a table. She moves in deeper, past wooden doors scattered through the giant commercial space, with high ceilings. She runs her hand along a wrought iron accent piece.
You break it, you bought it.
I was just looking.
You were touching. There's a difference.
How would you know? You're staring at your book.
She sticks her tongue out.
I saw that.
She rolls her eyes as the red-headed clerk stays fixed on his book.
Hey, Troy, get your feet off my counter.
A man with scruffy blonde hair arrives.
You must be Andrea.
How do you know?
This small town. I'm Luke, and this hard-working fella is Troy.
This is your shop?
It is indeed. I heard you're looking for a job.
More like told I needed one.
I see. Well, it's just been me and him here for a while, but we seem to be doing okay. But Troy's going to be gone in a year, so might be nice to have a third set of hands around here. You ever have a job before?
No.
Not surprising.
Never hired or?
Never needed one, I guess.
Well, as you can see, we could use some organizing around here, if you think that's something you could do.
She nods.
I'd expect you to be on time and let me know if you're going to be late. Pays minimum, but I'll split commission on anything you sell.
Hey, don't I get a say in this?
Yeah. As soon as you pay some bills around here. Can you start now?
Do I need the uniform or anything?
No, we keep it pretty casual around here. You're fine, just the way you are.
Minus the nose ring.
Andrea shoots Troy a look.
Troy will show you the ropes. Happy to have you, Andrea. Back to work.
Andrea grins, and later outside, she meets up with her mom, Aubrey, and Penny.
Hey, honey, how'd it go?
Fine. How'd it go with you?
Good. So, are we a dual-income family now?
Whatever that means.
Yeah, woohoo! First job. Congratulations, sweetheart.
Yes, honey, congratulations, love.
And how about those boys? Aren't they kind of dreamy? Aren't they kind of dreamy? Lucas had Troy help him in the shop ever since he was young. He's really like a second father to him.
Oh, that's sweet. Where's his real dad?
Oh, we don't know. Luke knew his mom years before, and they dated a little bit. People thought that they might get married. But, you know, I always thought that they were probably just really good friends. And then one day she just up and left with some guy she met. only came back to drop Troy off with his grandparents. I haven't seen her since.
That's sad.
But you know what? His grandparents have done a great job with him. He graduates from college next year. He's cute and smart.
Andrea rolls her eyes.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Oh, sweetie, why didn't you say something earlier? You remember when we were packed by the food?
Food?
You know what? I'd be happy to go fix you guys something at your place.
That's nice.
I'll meet you back at your place in a bit.
Sounds good.
Penny and Diane sit at the kitchen table.
Good eats. I mean, if I do say so myself. It was really good.
It was very, very good. Thank you so much for cooking.
Aw, my pleasure.
They sip red wine in nearby on the porch. The girls play cards next to the dog.
Okay, they look content.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Must be all this fresh southern air.
Ooh, careful there. You say stuff like that, you ain't never gonna leave.
Oh. I doubt that.
Oh, no. We'll see. Well, I should probably go before I turn into a pumpkin. But who am I kidding? You know what I'm gonna do tonight? I'm gonna watch a marathon of good old-fashioned cheesy romance movies.
That sounds perfect.
All right?
Yes.
And then cry myself to sleep.
Oh. Thank you so much for everything, really.
You are so welcome.
I'll go grab your stuff.
Okay, but just my bag. You leave those adult beverages for the next time.
You got it.
Penny slides the porch door open.
Well, hey there, mister. How are you doing? Are you taking care of the girls?
Why is his name Mister?
Well, because he's a boy. And I think because your old Aunt Hilly did have plans for some other kind of name, that never happened. So he's just Mister.
Here you go.
Thank you.
What are you all talking about?
Y'all.
Y'all.
I didn't.
You said that.
Diane looks at Aubrey.
I see you're not running away from him anymore.
No, I guess I'm getting used to him.
Now will you believe me that not all dogs bite?
I guess so, but I'm not sleeping with them.
Okay, my love, one step at a time.
Ooh, what are we talking about?
She got bit by a dog when she was 7, and she's been deathly afraid ever since. This is the closest I've ever seen her to one of them.
Well, you know what? If anyone can melt anyone's heart, it's Mister.
Audrey scratches behind the dog's ear, and Diane sees Penny out.
All right, sweetheart, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh. You know what you need to do? You need to go reintroduce yourself to Luke tomorrow and have him fix that door. Because, oh my word, people can hear you coming and going in Savannah.
Good night.
Good night.
Holding her rolled-up apron in her hand, Diane steps into Luke's shop. Dressed casually, with her long brown hair tucked behind her ears, she shifts her weight as she looks around and spots Luke cleaning an antique.
Hello.
Sorry, ma'am, we're closed.
Door actually wasn't locked, so I just...
Well, I guess we're not quite closed then.
He looks up.
How can I help you?
He cracks a smile as she fidgets with her apron.
Look.
He comes around the counter and approaches her.
That's me.
You probably don't even remember me, but...
DJ Montgomery.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Diane Jeanette's always been a mouthful for me.
Lawrence, it's Diane. DJ Lawrence. Andrea is, she's my daughter. Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
For what?
For hiring her. I mean, I know she can be a bit of a handful, if you will, but hopefully she's been at least respectful.
He fidgets with a cleaning rag as she averts her eyes.
Okay, that's, that's all I wanted to say was just hi and thank you. So
she turns to leave.
I'd ask you how you've been, but imagine you've been a lot of things since the last time I saw you.
She turns back.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. You look like life has been good.
If you mean since the last time you left town, never to be seen or heard from again, yeah, I'd say good's about right.
Right. Well,
she stares at the ground.
This was a good...
She looks up.
Good talk. if Andrea ever gives you any problems or anything, you come talk to me.
Why didn't you call?
Come on, honestly. After the way that we left things, I didn't think that you would ever want to hear from me again, so...
Well, I'm still here.
He spreads out his arms in a slight gesture, then folds them as she stares.
Good night.
She flashes a coy smile, lowers her gaze, and turns on her heels. Now, a gray pickup truck lumbers along the driveway to the house. Luke and Andrea step out of the truck.
Thanks for driving me home.
He follows her toward the house, and Diane exits to meet them with the dog.
Oh, mister.
The dog goes to Luke.
Hey, old boy. Oh, hey, mister. It's been a long time.
He knows you?
Oh, yeah. He and I go way back. Your aunt used to take him pretty much everywhere she went.
Gotcha. How was your day, love?
Eh.
Good talk.
That must be the door.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. I think everybody could hear it. Should be an easy fix, though. I'll go grab my tools.
Okay, awesome. I'll be inside getting the girls fed. If you need anything, just let me know.
You know, water might be nice. Unless you have some of that...
Strawberry lemonade? As if I forgot. Come on now.
Now, Luke sands the door.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
How's it going out here? You almost done?
I think so. It is a 100-year-old door, so it still makes a little noise, but it's going to retain some of the personality it's gained along the way.
That's all right.
I could hang you a new one.
Oh.
But it's going to cost you more than some lemonade.
It's fine the way it is. Thank you. You hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving, actually.
Do you want me to make you a little something?
When did you learn how to cook?
Just so you know, I learned a few things while I was away.
Uh-huh.
Cooking being one of them. I'll get you a refill.
She serves spaghetti with meatballs.
Wow. That is impressive.
Enjoy.
He twists a forkful of noodles as she sips some wine.
You know, you don't have to eat it all in one bite.
I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
No, please. I've never seen somebody so eager to eat one of my meals before.
And the strawberry lemonade is better than I remember it.
Well, I'm hoping that you'll take that as a payment.
Really not sure I'm worth all this trouble.
Well, there is plenty of work to be done around here if you feel like you're at all taking advantage of me.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, there are lists. Very, very long lists. It seems like my aunt didn't get around to doing much around here, so...
I mean, this is good. I'm not sure that it's long list good, but... What's it like being back here?
How is it being here? It's good. Honestly, I didn't realize how much I missed it.
Yet you somehow stayed away until now. All right. I'll stop.
Just go ahead and shove another piece of food in that big mouth of yours.
DJ.
She crinkles her nose.
DJ. DJ, God, that brings back so many memories.
Yeah? Where'd they go?
Who knows? I don't know. Buried, I guess, under cities and kids and jobs and ex-husbands.
But you got more than one of those?
No. Just one. What about you? Any ex-wives, formerly, currently?
Nope. Single as they come.
Well, my sources tell me, my very good sources, that you actually almost got married when I left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were more like friends, though. And yes, I did date other women after you.
Dare you? Where is she now? What's she up to?
Nashville, I think. She met this guy and left town right away, and shortly after she got pregnant, and she had these dreams of becoming a country music singer and didn't think it was a good idea to raise a child on the road, so she brought him back and left him with her parents. And it started out to be a while, but it seemed like a while turned into permanent.
Does she ever see him or no?
She did when he was younger, but then things would just happen, you know, camp and school, and Troy helping me out. Then just, you know, he stopped mentioning going to see her after a while.
Do they talk at all?
Sometimes, yeah. To tell you the truth, I can't understand why someone wouldn't be stoked to be a parent.
I know. I agree. Andrea came a little earlier in life than I really wanted, but, you know, I just thought I'd have a little more time before I had the responsibility of having kids, but honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything. Hmm. Except for maybe when she's being a
teenager?
Yes, exactly.
Is the dad in the picture at all?
You know, it's convenient for him. You know how it goes.
How often does she talk to him?
Maybe once a month.
Andrea overhears.
Actually, she thinks that he's going to be sending for her and that she's going to go back to LA to live with him.
No.
I talked to him a couple days ago. He just is... I think she'd be better off with me. You know, so what am I going to do?
Andrea enters.
What? Dad doesn't want me?
Honey, I didn't say that.
But we had a deal. I don't want to stay here. I want to go live with him.
Andrea.
So Dad doesn't want me, and you never did.
Honey, I never said that.
Don't talk to me. Just leave me alone.
Diane looks down crestfallen. Luke eyes Diane with concern.
Maybe I should go.
No, stay.
I think I should probably go.
It's fine.
He smiles warmly. She sees him out. She escorts him toward the truck.
If I see her on my way home, I'll bring her back.
Oh, it's all right. We'll take a drive here in a bit. Give her some time to cool off. And or plot my death.
They stop and face each other.
You know, if you're around tomorrow, I can stop by and get started on that list. Oh.
Very sweet. I was just teasing. Really, I can handle it.
I'm sure you probably could. But it's okay to ask for help, too.
She beams at him.
Yeah.
She breaks her stare.
Good night.
Good night.
She lowers her gaze. He taps the hood of his truck as he glances back at her. She waves at him as he climbs into his truck. Then she takes in a deep breath. In a restored room off of the foyer, Diane lounges on a red sofa. Andrea arrives and walks right past her. Diane watches despondently as her daughter walks by calmly. On a bright day, Luke and Troy enter his store together and find Andrea working.
Andrea, can I talk to you for a sec?
Am I in trouble?
No. Should you be? No. I'm just kidding. I feel terrible about last night when you overheard your mom and I talking. And I just want to clear something up. Your mom never said that she didn't want you. It's the opposite. In fact, she loves you very much. Now, it's not my thing to pry, but what your mom did say to me is that she always wanted to be a mom and that she would be there for you no matter what. She's doing the best she can in a really difficult situation. And so are you.
Her expression softens.
So the way I see it is you're kind of in this together. She may just want to ease up on her a little bit, give her the benefit of the doubt. You only get one mom, and the one you got is a strong and amazing woman. Guess that's where you get it from.
She grins, and now she helps a customer.
This is great. Hey, Lou, you got a real good sale girl here.
Yeah, she's awesome, isn't she?
She's good. Thank you so much.
Wearing a burgundy dress and sporting a half ponytail, Andrea pushes a side table.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Let me help you. Where are we moving this?
Right over there.
All right. Ow. It's not light.
No.
How's that?
Yeah.
Huh. It's looking really good in here.
You don't mind?
Not at all. Looks like you got a knack for it. So, by all means. But if you're going to move anything heavy, let me know. This is really heavy.
Yeah.
Huh. Look at him. Troy! Your feet. Get them off my counter. Thank you.
Looking at Troy, he surreptitiously points to Andrea. Troy rolls his eyes and slumps as he walks over to her.
Any help?
From you?
I'm standing here, aren't I?
She looks around.
All right, can you bring that chair over here for me?
A solid wood high-backed chair.
And just a little bit further back.
Here.
Okay, actually a little to the left.
Oh, come on, I feel like I'm dancing with this thing.
Here.
He carries the chair from the ornate sides and she helps him lower it.
Yeah. See, that wasn't so difficult, was it?
He caresses its carved wooden accents.
I really love this chair.
It's handmade.
It's great. I can't believe it's still here.
Well, no one seemed to want to buy it. So all those hours of hard work were just a waste.
What do you mean?
I made this.
He walks away as she stares at it.
Still like it.
Later in the day, holding a notepad, Troy looks about the shop and then scribbles some things down as Andrea approaches him.
I sold it.
What are you talking about?
I sold your chair. I found a buyer who loved it and wanted it delivered right away.
You're kidding. Wow, I sold my first piece. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I need to borrow Troy for a minute. We're going to stop by your mom's, Andrea, and drop off that bench.
Okay, sure.
At the house, Luke and Troy carry a bench up the stairs when Troy sees his chair in one of the rooms.
Wait a minute. It's my chair.
Yeah. Andrea bought it and had me deliver it today. She made me promise not to tell you. She's got a good heart. Give her a chance.
He makes a half smile.
Come on, push it.
Okay.
At the store, Andrea dusts the delicate antique knickknacks as her co-workers return.
I'm gonna head to the bank for a sec. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Kids got this, right?
Troy helps her wipe down.
It looks really good. You're actually pretty good at decorating.
Thank you.
Hey, Andrea, Mom wants to know if you're ready to go.
Well, actually, Luke just left. I should probably wait until he comes back to make sure it's okay I leave.
Oh, you can go. Or you can wait, if you want. We can give you a ride.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay, Aubrey, will you tell Mom I'll see you in a little bit?
Okay, bye.
Troy and Andrea share a look.
Hey, Andrea, I just saw your sister and your mom leave.
Oh, I said that we'd give her a ride home.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, we're going there anyway.
We were.
Yeah. Your workday's not over yet, son. Why don't you grab your bag from the back, lock it up, and we'll head out.
At the house, Penny carries food.
Hey, Penny, what a nice surprise.
Hey.
Let me give you a hand with that.
Oh, handsome and helpful. You stop trying to woo me, Casanova, or Jorge will feel all threatened. Hey, kids.
Hey, Miss Penny.
Whoa!
Anything I can help with?
Nah, I'm gonna go inside and try a new pie recipe.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah? You are ready for me to crack that whip on that list? You think you can handle me?
The list.
I think so. Yeah, to both.
Jorge brings Diane and Penny wine as they all gather around the dinner table. Diane glances at Andrea and Troy in conversation, then looks at Luke.
I heard you.
Did the bamboo garden survive?
Yeah, it did. It did, and it looks amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, loved it.
The couple stroll past bamboo.
Remember how much time we spent out here that last summer?
Oh, yeah. Of course, how can I forget? Look at this place. It's magical. It's like being in another world, you know?
I guess that's why we came out here almost every single night.
Probably. I never did forget about you. I thought about you from time to time, but where does that get anybody except knee-deep in regret, so...
Ah, come on. I mean, in hindsight, we were still young and had no idea what the world was going to throw at us. Guess I shouldn't have gotten so serious on you so fast. I mean, who really knows what they want right out of college?
I thought I did, but... It was rough. I kind of missed you a lot, and I cried a lot, and I drank numerous bottles of wine. If that makes you feel any better.
He stops and they face each other.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. I'm glad I can help the cause.
I knew you were big city and I was too small town for you. It took a while. I mean, maybe it took a long while, but I knew you wouldn't be happy until you made something of yourself out there. Looks like you did a good job.
I don't know about all that.
I do. I'm proud of you. I figured I'd never see you again, and then... Really nice surprise to see you and your daughters go walking by my shop that day. I would recognize you anywhere. Still got them same brown eyes that kind of flicker yellow in the light.
She grins broadly.
That smile. Your hair is a little different, but I'd know you anywhere, DJ.
He reaches a hand out to the side of her face and leans in close.
Hey, Mom, there you are. Didn't we get some ice cream? We can't find it.
Aubrey stands with Mister.
I have to go.
She leaves Luke behind and joins her daughter at the other end of the path. Andrea contemplates her image in front of a mirror and then removes her nose ring. Elsewhere, Troy and Andrea lie down under a coffee table. She steadies the table as he tightens a screw. In the kitchen, Aubrey hands Luke tools as he tinkers with the plumbing. In the shop, Troy hangs blue streamers next to red and white decorations, while Andrea writes with a red marker. Diane pops in with takeout and kisses her daughter. Luke arrives and she slides past him as she leaves. Back at her car, she finds a bouquet of flowers on the windshield. At Grubbs, Luke sits at the bar, huddled with Diane as she works. Jorge sees the couple and shoots Penny a knowing look from across the room. Penny sits at a table with other regulars gawking at the pair. Diane and Luke notice and pull apart. Later, Penny serves a flaky pie at a booth. She takes a seat next to Jorge and Luke as they sit across from Diane with her girls and Troy. Later, Diane and Luke sit on rocking chairs and clink mugs while watching the kids toss the frisbee at dusk. Now, a black SUV pulls up outside of Grubbs as Diane wipes a vinyl tablecloth. She glances outside and does a double take as she sees the people exiting the vehicle. It's Henry, wearing a tailored coat. He enters the diner with an older woman in a double-breasted white coat.
It's cold out there. I used to live in the South, but I don't remember days as cold as this.
Diane greets them.
Wow, Henry, to say that this is a surprise is an understatement for sure.
Well, I just have never pictured you as a country girl.
Right? And look at me now, Henry.
My, this certainly is quite the change from your office in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Diane, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I miss you. I want you back. I need you back. Of course, I didn't sound near so needy in my head. But anyway, there it is. What I meant to say is, will you please come back and handle my account? It's just, it's not the same without you. Henry, no offense, but a man just doesn't get my point of view. And Diane, you and I were so in sync with each other. Until, of course, we weren't. But I have no doubt we can get back on track.
Wow, the surprises keep coming. Wow. And Matheson?
Matheson will return to serving his former clients, and you, in return, can begin handling George's again.
Okay.
Yes. You really must come back, Diane. I'm just not willing to go any longer without you.
I am so flattered that you guys took the time and you flew all the way out here. But, you know, surprising as it is, but the phones actually do work here. You could have just called.
There's nothing like a good face-to-face.
Yes, I agree, Henry.
I can't really leave right now. My girls, they're finally settled, and Aubrey's halfway through the school year. It's just, in all transparency, I probably can't leave until May.
Oh, no. No. I mean, yes, ideally, I was hoping you would come back with us now, and I guess I could wait a couple of weeks for you to get your things in order, but months?
We were really hoping that you'd be able to come back with us and begin the fall campaign right at the beginning of the new year, at the latest.
I need some time, guys.
She looks at Henry.
Sure. Take all the time you need.
Diane, seriously, is there much to really think about? I guess there's nothing to discuss further. Diane, lovely to see you. I look forward to more. Shall we, Henry?
We're driving to Charleston tonight, and we're heading back to the office tomorrow morning. If you change your mind. Diane, I don't need to tell you how much this means to everyone.
I'll let you know.
Don't worry. Everything, same as before.
Same, huh? I don't know if that's gonna work. You heard what she said. She needs me.
She smiles at him and he softens.
We'll talk.
Oh, will we?
Yeah. Take care. It's good seeing you again. It'll be great to have you back.
You too, Henry.
They exchange bright smiles as Penny eavesdrops and frowns. At home, Diane walks in on Andrea at a sink full of suds as she washes.
Wow. This is an awesome surprise. Oh.
Well, I don't mind doing dishes, and I know you've been working really hard, so
I appreciate that.
Diane leans on the counter beside Andrea as she cleans.
Honey, are you happy here? What do you mean?
You and Aubrey, are you girls happy here in Marion?
Well, Aubrey could be living anywhere and be happy.
That is very true. She seems to absolutely love Mister. He sleeps with her now, which is amazing.
Honestly, it's not as bad as I thought. I mean, I like working at the store and the people are so nice here. And you know, Francis Marion University is just down the street. I'm starting to take classes.
Wow. Oh, honey, that would be amazing. It's awesome. Why the change of heart?
Well, we seem like a family now. I mean, before it didn't really seem like you cared, but that's all really changed.
I have always cared about you, okay?
I know I didn't always do the most amazing job in the world at showing it.
But no matter what, I will always, always love you. The most important thing to me in the world is that you and your sister are happy.
I do miss LA, but I really like it here too.
It's not. I definitely see what you mean.
Oh, that's the laundry.
Wait, pinch me. You did the laundry.
Yeah.
Diane gives Andrea a big hug.
Oh my God, you're amazing. Thank you.
Mom, I'm sorry for being so angry with you and blaming you for the divorce. I know Dad never really treated you well, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, honey, that's okay. Really, I am just so happy that you're not angry with me now.
She takes her daughter in her arms.
I love you. I love you too.
Andrea rubs her mom's back.
Laundry.
She takes off.
Who are you? What have you done with my daughter?
Luke holds the door open for Diane as they pass the Christmas tree heading into Grubbs.
Well, there's a good-looking couple. What are you two lovebirds doing today?
We're just here for some of your amazing coffee. To go.
I'll get it for you. I know the way you like it.
Later, at the house, Luke plays the guitar as they celebrate a birthday.
To watch the sun rise on your face, and I can't wait.
I'll get it.
Wearing a pink flower in her hair, Aubrey gets up. When it's late. Diane hands Andrea her glass of wine.
Hi, Miss Bianca.
Hey, pretty girl.
Aubrey opens the door with Mr.
Well, you look pretty in that dress.
Thank you.
Hey, crazy dog.
Aubrey walks ahead and Bianca carries a bouquet as she takes in the restored heritage home. Diane jumps up to hug her.
Hey, Bianca. Oh, how long have you seen her? I'm so happy you're here.
Y'all, Bianca's here.
Y'all. Shh. I didn't say that.
In a separate room, the friends sip wine. Mm.
Guess what I found?
What?
I think I found a loophole in the one-year stipulation on this place.
You're kidding me.
After reviewing the will? Now, it says that you must live in the house any time within the next year. It did not specify you living here a whole year. Now, am I your girl or what? Now, come on, what's the plan?
Honestly, I don't know what to do. I mean, the girls, they're just... they're so settled here right now. But then Henry comes and offers me this incredible raise and a partnership track. It just, I don't know what to do. And he wants to know by next week.
What decision is there to make?
Diane casts her eyes down.
Come on, you actually like staying here.
Well, I'd be lying if I said going back didn't give me some kind of comfort. I mean, it's my home.
But
this feels like home, too.
And what about the incredible Huck in there washing dishes?
Luke?
Yeah. He's amazing. And things are really...
heating up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. B, I haven't felt this way in such a long time. He helped me fix up this house, and the girls, oh, they love him, you know? And I can't help but be attracted to him. Like, even though I try not to be as hard as I can, I am. It's like we're magnets, you know? But then on the other hand, this was just supposed to be temporary. I don't want to hurt him again.
And
now I am totally and utterly confused.
Luke arrives at the room's entrance.
Hey, you ladies need anything from the kitchen?
Actually, I'm gonna go check on Aubrey. I put her to bed a while ago.
I'll help.
Oh, B, if you want some more wine, there's some right over there.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be just fine.
Luke closes the door and then spins Diane around to face him.
DJ.
He leans in, and they kiss. She cups his face as he holds her hips.
It is not like me to make big overtures like this. I'm just gonna do it anyway. I've tried to stay away from you, DJ, but I just can't. I don't want you to go. I want you to stay here, be with me.
They hold each other at the waist.
We're happy here. You're happy here. We could make a life and be happy together. I mean, I could take care of you and the girls. I mean, we would take care of each other. Come on, let's finally live the life we were always meant to live. Together.
She cups his face, gazing at him.
Do you know I haven't felt this way in, oh my God, such a long time. Maybe, okay, never.
Then stay. I love you, DJ. And I know you love me too. I already lost you once. I don't think I could do that again.
She pulls him in for another kiss.
Was just supposed to be temporary.
Things change.
She smooths her hands over his shoulders.
I know when they have. You're so, so, so incredibly special to me. To my girls. I don't want to lose you again either, but...
But...
Just... I can't be a waitress for the rest of my life. I have a career that I worked so hard for. You have no idea. And Henry, he just gave me this raise with this partnership track, and I mean, I can't just throw all that away because I have a boyfriend.
He drops his head.
Is that all this is to you, is a fling?
No. That's not what I meant at all.
Okay, because to me, you're someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And what was I to you? Someone just to fix things around the house or to pass the time with until you get around to doing what you always do? Is that it?
Oh, my God. It's so not like that. I never said that. Look, please, you have to understand, I'm just I'm confused, okay?
She cups his face, then bows her head.
You're gonna leave. That's what you always do. You did it that summer.
He takes her hands.
And you're doing it again.
He cuffs her wrists.
I'm just confused. I don't...
He lets go of her as she lowers her head.
No? You don't know? You don't know what you want?
No. No, I...
Okay. Let me make this easy for you, DJ.
She lifts her head to look straight at him.
Goodbye. Goodbye for good.
He walks around her and takes the stairs down as she crosses her arms around her waist. Diane turns around slowly, dazedly holding back tears. On a sunny day, a view flies over the downtown LA skyline. In her office, Diane stands at her desk on the phone as her blonde assistant Sarah hovers.
Georgia, actually, I just got the prints. Yeah, how about I take a look at them and I'll get back to you? Does that work? Okay, great. Okay, talk soon. Bye.
She sits.
What's next? Please, please, please say nothing.
Sarah grins.
Well, you need to leave in 10 if you're going to make it to your appointment. And a Penelope G's online, too.
Penelope G?
She said you worked with her a while back.
Hi, this is Diane.
Hey, Hollywood, it's your old friend Penny.
Ah, Penelope G, huh?
Well, you know, I use Penelope when I'm doing business.
It took me almost 40 years to find myself and about 4 months to lose my mind. Why did I ever leave you guys?
You know what? We're wondering the very same thing. And we miss you.
Oh, honey, I miss you guys, too.
All right, enough chit-chat. I have some business to talk to you about.
Okay. Okay, hit me with it.
The Board of Tourism around here is looking to make Marion County the go-to springtime destination of the South. And they're looking for a new economic developmental director. And that job is yours. I mean, if you want it. Of course, these things are best discussed face-to-face.
Henry walks in.
Hey, actually, can I call you right back?
All right, call me back.
Okay, send everybody my love.
So how does it feel to be back?
It's insane.
Well, if anybody can handle it, it's you, right?
Sarah pops her head in.
5 minutes?
Oh, it looks like I caught you in the thick of things, so I'll be brief. Georgia wants to meet tonight for a working dinner.
Oh, I can't.
What?
I have plans. In fact, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to be late, and I can't be late.
This is Georgia we're talking about. The woman doesn't know the meaning of the word no.
She cocks her head.
You're the boss. You'll figure it out.
Henry looks at Sarah, and she shrugs her shoulders. At night, the garage at her LA home rises as she approaches and pulls in. Dressed in a professional embroidered top and black pencil skirt, she enters the house. Aubrey and Andrea wait at the kitchen bar as the dog greets her.
Oh, hi. Hi, mister. Hi. He squeaks.
You're late, lady.
3 minutes, kid.
Well, come on.
Come on, you heard her.
I made the grilled cheese.
Helped. Oh, it's perfect for a night with my girls. Honey, are you okay? Do you have to go to the bathroom? Go ahead.
No.
Then why are you so wiggly?
Because you're surprised.
Shh. What surprise?
Luke enters. He wears a tie and holds flowers. He approaches her sporting a grin.
Hope you don't mind me crashing your dinner. Or should I say, two little birds told me that you were pretty miserable.
Two little birds, I see. Wonder who they were. So you just felt bad for little old me, huh?
Not at all. I was actually quite happy when I heard you were miserable.
Thank you very much.
Listen. I'm sorry that I left you the way I did.
It's okay. We're even.
I wasn't trying to get even.
They embrace and kiss.
Oh, okay, not in front of the kids, please.
They pull apart.
Let's just promise to never leave each other again, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
There's only one way to really guarantee that we'll stick to.
He hands Aubrey the flowers and gets down on one knee.
DJ? Will you marry me?
He holds up a solitaire ring.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. I want you to marry me.
She nods.
Yes.
He stands and she pulls him in for a kiss. At Broadhill Agency, Henry greets the receptionist and then walks down the hallway. A computer screen shows an email to Henry and CC'd to Sarah.
Dear Henry, it's been an honor to work for you for the past 20 years. You have been a great mentor and friend to me, and I am so grateful for my time at the agency. But there comes a time when one must move on and begin a new chapter in life. And for me, that time is now. You suggested that I take a break to figure out what I wanted in life, and I did. With that in mind, I must give you my resignation.
Please, don't worry about Georgia. Sarah, my assistant, can handle things from here on. I've been training Sarah, and while, yes, she's green, she's been my exceptional right hand for the last couple years, and she knows it all backwards and forwards. In time, I think she'll prove to you that she can be the next version of me. She's young, hungry, and ready to take on the world. For me, it's time to start enjoying that world.
Aubrey hops in the backseat as Diane helps Andrea squeeze the last bag into the SUV. A handwritten note on the vehicle's back window reads, East Coast or bust.
So, thank you for everything, Henry. All my best to you and my now former colleagues at Broad Hill. And if you ever find yourself back in South Carolina, stop by. Just not with any job offers. And definitely not with Georgia again. And P.S. Don't forget to call your mother on Sunday. It's Mother's Day.
Troy and Luke greet the ladies with an embrace as they arrive at the house in Marion. Credits roll. Heather McComb is Diane, Paul Green is Luke, Lexi Giovagnoli is Andrea, Kirsten Warren is Penny, Elena Grace is Aubrey, Preston Grant is Troy, London DeLeon is Bianca. Jason Serrano is Jorge, Jim Gooden is Henry, Starla Christian is Sarah, Julie Norman is Georgia, Bonnie Allen is Sally, DeVita Knight is Gloria, Daniel Knight is Melvin, Mary Lynn Robles is Marilyn / school aide. Benny Vaughn is Mr., Charlie Vaughn is Tuttle and Tuttle Rep. Casting by Donald Pemrick, Dean Franck CSA, music by Tom Jemmett, costume designs by Amber Givens. Production design by Starla Christian. Edited by Peter Lutz. Cinematography by Pierre Habib. Executive producers Elizabeth Snodderly, Fernando Sue, Stephanie Slack. Associate producers Randy Floyd, Dr. Alvin Abense. Produced by Elizabeth Snodderly. Story by Elizabeth Snodderly. Screenplay by Julie Christine Sullivan, Elizabeth Snodderly. Directed by Charlie Vaughn. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarities to actual person, living or dead, or to actual firms, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright 2017 Giets Entertainment.